This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, there was a packed house of 200 people at the Arkansas Governor's Mansion for a forum at the Political Animals of Central Arkansas's monthly meeting. Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, moderated the discussion, which included KATV's Janelle Lilly, John Brummett with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and GOP strategist Bill Vickery. Here's how the panelists see the U.S. Senate race playing out, beginning with Mr. Vickery.
There's a couple of things with the Senate race, and I'm going to lump the governor's race in there, too, that, you know, we see Democrats now, and at least I've been hit with this last week, that, oh, my gosh, we've got these polls that show, you know, dead heat in the governor's race and Pryor's ahead in the Senate race, and this is not what we thought. And there's kind of this wave of rushing the field to tear down the goalposts before Easter, even. I think both of these campaigns are a little bit like a long baseball season. And I've never really believed in good polls or bad polls early on, because what really matters happens after Labor Day in terms of actual polling to understand where we are, because the ground and the terrain changes a great deal. Everyone in this room's worked in politics, you understand that. But you can make an argument in March and April and even May that the Kansas City Royals will get to the World Series. You can, and you watch Kansas City television, they will tell you how the Royals are going to get, and pitching this year, we got a couple of young arms, and if the bats come around and we get there, and we got guys that can steal bases, and it sounds credible. It is a credible argument. Can't be denied. You can't say that it can't happen. You can also make an argument that the New York Yankees will be in the World Series in October. The difference between the two arguments is not a lot has to happen for the Yankees to win, but a whole lot right has to happen for the Royals to get there. And I think that's the difference. Because of the president, because of his unpopularity, because of a number of issues, because of just look at the setup of the ballot now. You look at the number of Republicans in the state house that are coming back as a lead pipe cinch. So everything has to go right for the Democrats to be there in the fall. Not a lot has to really happen for Republicans to continue to move forward.
And so are the Libertarian and Green Party candidates, are they the Cubs in your
Yes, that is Chicago the, they're the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I got you.
For a lot of those guys.
Janelle, your take on the Senate race.
We always say with Arkansas weather, if you don't like it, just wait until tomorrow. And I think this early on in the season, it's really hard to make a stance and say definitively. I mean, you've seen the poll numbers just like every one of us has, and they change all the time. There's a new one each week. And so I think it is April, and it's really hard to make those calls right now. And I wouldn't want to be the one to have to do it. So,
Brummett, wake up.
I was thinking it's a good thing for the Republicans, as Bill says, they don't have to do a lot between now and November to when. Let's take this current polling situation. Was on your show with Rex, and you asked about the Senate race, and that was, what, a month ago? And we both said smartly, advantage Cotton. Right now, to reinforce the point, that's not necessarily so. It looks from three consecutive or four consecutive polls that something has happened. Yes, it's all going to change. Yes, it's volatile, but this is what is happening. The anti-Obamacare flame is flickering just a little. It's been the fuel for the Republican insurgents. It can't last forever. Nothing lasts at full passion forever. It's still there. It's still strong. I think it may have stopped. The Democrats, thanks to Harry Reid's PAC spreading lies about Tom Cotton taking bribes from the insurance companies, they are managed to make the race about Tom Cotton also. It's not just about Obamacare, but who is this guy? You need to take a look at this guy. Right now, I think the Democrats are successfully taking advantage of the fact that there has been a sort of a ceiling on the anti-Obamacare discussion, and they're trying successfully to steer people's attention to Tom Cotton and just who he is and what he's all about. And it's going to be close to the end. They're going to spend, not they, the parties and the Koch brothers and the groups, they're going to spend millions from now until mid-October to keep everybody close, and then the undecided voters will decide at the very end. But right now, I think smartly and somewhat remarkably, Pryor and the Democrats have changed the conversation slightly from Obamacare to Cotton personally.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at Bank Ozarks.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas.